Okay, I told everybody, last night, the Evie podcast, I'm going back to the color I was destined to be. And you know what that color is, don't you?
Spitfire red.
That's right. Because only fierce.
Did I say it? Fierce.
Fierce women, strong-ass women, can pull off the color red. I tried blonde. I almost got to that point, more like a dishwater blonde. Don't like it. I've had red hair for so long that it's like, I think I'm just destined to be a redhead. I just didn't care for the blonde. Like, maybe when I was younger, it was A-okay. Like, I'm talking like...
In my 20s,
really? And now I'm just like, no. Mm-mm, I just can't. And, hair stuff with my health, it, you know, see what happens. And the hair stuff continues. It's just continuation medical stuff and things I take, and it just causes medical hair loss. I'm gonna deal with it the rest of my life. I thought things would get better, but obviously did not. What I'm taking in, I'm fighting with multiple medical struggles, we'll just say. So, hell with it. You know, it's just hair. I got plenty of, good Lord, hair extensions, wigs, you name it, I've got in every color under the rainbow. I appreciate it. Thank you, those who continue sending me samples of your line, and I've been promoting that on different platforms, so I appreciate that. I really do. And chill the F out. I highly, highly recommend you want to get a hold of me, and you want to chill the F out, too. All natural, organic herbs, very, very fine too, very fine powder. Tried some just alone. Honestly, to me, it tasted like peppermint hot chocolate with just a little bit of, I don't know, just a little bit of sass to it, like something, you know, like a little tiny, just, I wouldn't say really spicy, but I mean, it was really good. But you can mix it in anything. You can actually too, you can also sprinkle that on your food. So chill the F out. I did the last podcast promoted that. And of course, coming up too, I have taken on as a brand ambassador for those who have their own challenges and brave warriors and struggles, and you're battling, fighting hard in life. For those that are dealing with chronic illness, those disabled, those are cancer warriors, I have taken on the role as MAC brand ambassador. Excuse me. I got my first product in the mail, so I'm excited. Probably get to that this weekend over the holiday weekend. Excited to share that before and after. I decided how I'm going to do this. I connected with one of the top makeup artists with MAC by accident. This is the truth. I was just talking about how they had made a comment. I said, I could tell you on one hand how many times I've worn makeup this year. I have never used lip liner. I think it was shocking. Not to myself, because I'm not a makeup person. But Vic was like, hey, you know, have you ever tried, like, just taking one product at a time and just trying it out? And I said, no, not really. And I'm really big on making sure products are not animal testing and as vegan as possible. And MAC products are definitely both. Bring both. Vegan, and they do not test on animals. So that's a win-win for me, and that's important, and I told him that. So, picked out my product. We're doing this once a month. I'll be actually working with MAC to be able to show you exactly how to apply this makeup. A before and after. What you're just going to do is just my face straight down. Before and after. I'm not a makeup person. People know me well. I very seldom wear makeup. Maybe for some photos and that, of course, yes. But bare minimum. I always felt like less is more. I am definitely 100% about skincare, especially for your entire body too with lotion. I've always been like that. But when it comes to makeup, I don't know. I just, I think I prefer myself without makeup. But I received my first MAC product. So I cannot wait to be sharing that and being able to represent, you know, because regardless of what you're going through, and chronic illness is hard, I don't care what you're battling, you know, it does, it takes a toll on you. You still, ladies, and even men, because love is love and everybody, you know, everybody's wearing, you know, some type of skincare and sometimes cover up and makeup. But we all deserve to be beautiful. And we all deserve to realize our true beauty. Not only just within, but, you know, on the outside. You want to look good. So, I can't wait to try out the first product. And I received it in the mail. So, I'm super excited to try this out and be one in promoting MAC. MAC Cosmetic and MAC as well, MAC Skincare. So, that's always very, very important as well to remember. But we're coming into 4th of July weekend, you know? I'm trying to stay taking, you know, taking some negatives in life, you know? Been through a lot of negatives. I've dealt with a lot of negative-ass people, too. And I'm trying to turn it into a positive because I think you have to continue cultivating positive out of negative experiences, bad experiences, trials and tribulations, and tough times. You really do. I've realized over this week, though, you'll have those people who feel entitled. They will treat you like a bag of dirt. And some may do it for many years. Raise my hand. I had individuals do it for years. And then they think when the air is cleared that they're entitled to be in your life still. Or they're entitled to walk back in your life. That is the biggest crock of joke I've ever heard in my life. You're not entitled in my life anymore. There is nothing, not even in the Bible, that says if somebody treats you so harshly and downright, my experience, downright cruel, there is nothing, even God would probably tell you, you do not have to have that person or individuals back in your life ever. E-V-E-R, ever. Ever. Why, first of all, you do that? Because I've been guilty. I've done that before. I have the same individuals that will do things over and over again, or they'll do new things, and they've done things that are literally just absolutely like a really just, I mean, far out song from ludicrous. I mean, literally ludicrous. They'll do things that are ludicrous. Wasn't he on the award show, Ludacris? I got that. I streamed that. I saved it. I'm about to watch that. I'm about to watch that today. In between working, I'm about to watch that. But literally, people like this will think that they're entitled. That's the arrogance. And you know who does that the most? The biggest group of people who do that are the self-righteous, pompous, narcissistic people will do that. They've been doing things for like for years, and they've been very hurtful or project onto people. Or they've just been literally just, done it for years as narcissistic people. They're called, once again, what do I say? Narcissistic psychopaths, narcissistic sociopath. Okay? They're the guiltiest people that think that they are entitled to waltz back in your life, no matter what the hey they did to you, and they feel that they are entitled to be back in your presence. Well, I'm here to say, good luck with that. Because in my world, you're not in my world anymore. When you do hurtful things to people, and you do it intentionally, okay? You do it with purpose. And I don't care what your excuse was. You cannot trust people or an individual does things to you that's hurtful. And does it over and over and over again. It could be a multitude of things. I dealt with a multitude of things. Absolutely crazy. One individual interfered with my right to be a parental role model. That's right. You interfere with my right to be a parental role model. You knew the surgeries and what I went through to have children throughout my life. And you knew that. And you still butt your nose into business that wasn't your business. And you interfere with my right to be a parental role model. A parental role model meaning a mother. I'm sorry. But I don't forgive you. And I'll never forgive you for it. And you will never be part of my life for the rest of my life. I will never, ever give you any type of luxury, any type of anything, because you're beneath me, okay? I'm way ahead of you, all right? I will never give you the opportunity to ever be part of my life, let alone even in the same breath of air. I will not do that. And I made a promise and commitment to myself that will not happen. This individual did a lot of stuff, but when you interfered in my right to be a parental role model, knowing I went through things to try to have children and some surgeries in my 20s. And this individual knew that. And they still interfered and admitted to interfering with things. And that caused a lot of problems. And let's just say, by their lack of poor decisions, because, I mean, let's just face it, people do that are unhappy. It's just projection. Narcissistic people do that too. Projection. Unhappy. So they want to rain on somebody else's parade. I don't believe this individual ever wanted me to be a mother. And I believe their sidekick didn't want me to be a mother either. There's too many things that I have literally had time to soul search and sit back and think about that makes sense now. I got the closure. They never wanted me to be any type of mother. That's the truth. They wanted me to be childless. And that's a level of cruelty that I just will never forgive. I don't have to forgive, but I made peace with myself and I moved on. But if you think you're going to be back in my life, it'd be a cold day in hell. A cold day in hell before you'll ever be back in my life. I will never be in the same breath of air as you and your sidekick. Mirrored images of each other. I will never do that. Never happen. Because that's just taking it to, like, people take it, I'm telling you, people do things. Narcs will do this, too. Take a level of things they'll do to a level of cruelty that there's just, you're not coming back from that. You do this to somebody, you're not coming back. You don't get involved. And they admitted this stuff. They literally admitted this stuff. And that's right. Downright demonic, evil ass. I mean, oh my Lord. I don't even think the Lord will forgive you. But you got somebody coming to judgment day. We'll be on this earth. But we all come to judgment day. You don't have to. The point I'm getting across is when people treat you with lack of respect, they treat you ill, they're not there for you, they don't show up, they've shown out, okay? They don't bring nothing but bad juju, bad energy, because people like that are negative Nellies, okay? You don't owe them jack squat, okay? You don't owe them jack S-H-T, and even Jackson, you don't owe them. The person you owe is a person in the mirror. You owe yourself kindness, compassion. You owe yourself forgiveness for putting up with things, you know, that you normally wouldn't. You may have been in a situation where you were just, I was dealing with a far bigger thing going on in my life. I was going through stuff with oncology and I was sick, and before that, I couldn't juggle both. I don't need to forgive myself. I just know it wasn't possible. I couldn't deal with both. That's the truth. But I don't forgive the person. Especially when it comes to the point of interfering. Because what they don't understand, and they probably understand, but they're so damn arrogant. And their own damn, you know what, ASS all the time. SSS. They don't get it. Is you took the right for me to be a parental role model away by contributing, causing problems, and interfering, and butting into things that were none of your damn business. Because you're one thing. One thing. Unhappy, but you should have got yourself, you should have got yourself on the, Virgin rocket or something, found your happiness on Mars, I don't know, but instead you projected out on people. I don't forgive you, and I won't forget, but I made peace with myself, and it allowed me to move on, and I look at things differently in the situation, because I stay the hell away from people like that, and you're able to think clearly. And you come to peace that, you know, sometimes you just couldn't take on both battles at once, and I couldn't. And I don't fault myself for that. But I don't put up with that anymore, and I won't be around people like that, and I won't be in the same breath. And you don't have to either, you know? Anybody who treats you anything but with kindness, compassion, and unconditional love and support, especially if they hold a special tie to your life, whether best friend, a family, a mother, a sibling, an aunt, whatever situation, you know? If you're good friends with somebody in clergy. And somebody treats you really ill over and over again, you don't owe that person anything. What you do owe yourself, you know who you owe. What person is yourself, is what I'm getting to. You owe yourself to start being kind to yourself. You have to start being kind to oneself. And anybody who's that out of their freaking crazy mind, loco moco coco, to think that you treat somebody bad, interfere with being a parental role model, and you think you're a waltz back into somebody's life, you got another thing coming. It'd be a cold day in hell in my book. Because I don't put up with that no more. I woke up. And there's a lot of things I just will never put up with again for the rest of my life. But yeah, somebody sits there and thinks, as an arrogant person, to ever think if somebody treats you that terribly, that they could just come on in your life whenever they feel like it, and, that's the past, don't worry about it. When you do something harsh to someone, and you know what's going on, You're just as guilty as a perpetrator. Sometimes you're more guilty.
Sometimes you're more guilty.
Remember that. If you know what's going on and you're standing back and you think you're innocent, innocent Eileen or Irene, whatever the hell, you're not. You're just as guilty as a perpetrator. You cause hurtful things and problems for people. Don't expect to go back in their life ever again. And I don't care what title or who you are to that person. That's called respect. That's called respecting yourself. If someone doesn't give you, I don't care who they are, or individuals, if they're not there unconditionally, on all ways, shapes, and forms, you owe them nothing. That includes if you're dealing with this with family. If you're dealing with this with family, and family's not there for you unconditionally, well, you're allowed to just pick up yourself, dust yourself off, and you walk away. You walk away. Don't feel, a lot of people feel just because blood does things to you, because they're blood, that they shall respect and still deal and accept the hurt and the pain, the sorrow. That's not true. It's no better than anybody else. But if a family member or bloodline is treating you harshly and not there unconditionally loving you, supporting you, you know, emotionally, you don't owe them jack squat either. In fact, if that's coming from your family, that should give you the ammunition and the green light to just move or remove yourself quicker than if it was somebody that was just friends with, you know, or spouse or whatever situation, your best friend or coworker or wherever the hell, you know. Just because the word family is family doesn't give family the right to do things that are just unexcusable and unforgivable, and if it continues to happen, then respect yourself and give yourself a gift the rest of your life, and you remove yourself. And you don't look back. That rearview mirror, that's your past. What's in that windshield in front of you, that's now the present and the future. You know, what's over the horizon on the other side of the road. Don't look back. You do not have to give a free pass to any family, I don't care what you're going through, that doesn't treat you with respect, love, and kindness unconditionally, and there for you emotionally, unconditionally. You don't owe them anything. And I'm sorry, but that's the truth. You keep allowing, I mean, come on. It's just not okay. You know what? The family should not get that anyway. So if family acts like that, that's not your family. Those are people that are just, I'm sorry, may have been born into it. It's like a bad Maybelline commercial. You don't have to put up with that, okay? Respect yourself enough to know when to walk away. Don't look back. Don't look back. Good Lord, man. Talk about this a lot on VIP Podcast. You have family that treats you poorly, or you have more than one family member, or they gang up. Maybe they're narcissistic. Maybe they're a cult. You don't owe them anything. Cult means narcissistic people. If you have a narcissistic family, it's more than one family member. They got a narcissistic leader, and then they get the rest of the family, and they become flying monkeys. You don't owe them anything. They start ganging up on you. That's a cult. That's a cult. More than one person. That's a cult. That's a narcissistic cult. You don't owe that family anything. Respect yourself and love yourself enough to know when enough's enough and walk away. Just walk away, you know? Take that wisdom experience. Remember it. Put it, you know, put it as a file folder in your brain. Your memory. Because you never know when you may run across somebody, maybe that you're married to, your best friends with, you know, coworker, or, you know, whatever situation that may need your help in going through what you went through. Especially if your family has done you wrong. Or like Rob Derrick said, done you dirty. You don't owe them anything. And if it's been going on for long periods of time, weeks, months, years, I'm going to give you some sound advice. Move on. That's not a family. Because family don't do that. They don't love you. I don't care who in the family is doing that, or multiple people, or they're culting up. Culting up. That's not love. Okay? That's anybody looks like hate.
You don't have to stand for it. You don't have to put up with it. You walk away. Okay? You don't know anybody anything. Don't subject yourself to funerals. Don't subject yourself to holidays. No. In any family that's arrogant enough to think that they're just going to waltz on in your life after causing a mound of hellish destruction isn't in the right frame of mind in the first place. So why the heck would you want to be around somebody like that? Because that's going to start making you feel mental. And that's not right either. You know? Got to take care of, number one, yourself first, you know? And when you start doing that, you start cultivating positivity, and you get rid of the negative, you take the negative and you feed it as fuel for the soul. I've done this. I've been doing this now for a while now. You will be so much a hell of a lot happier. I don't care what you're going through. You will be so much happier because you have to respect the number one person in your life. That's yourself first. You owe people who treat you poorly, especially if it's coming from a family or family member, whatever situation, you don't owe them jack squat. Even Jack said you don't owe them. What you owe is yourself unconditional love. Love yourself enough to know when to walk away. All right? And I don't care what anybody's title is. When you do the dirty, you do wrong, and you do it for years, don't expect someone that you're doing the dirty to or wrong to be one and be around your presence. Especially if that damn arrogant that you haven't made right. You sat around and now you think that you're entitled to walk back in that person's life. If you're a smart individual, walk the hell away. Quit looking back in the rearview mirror. They're behind you. And you're way ahead.